Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing today? Man, I have to tell you, I've been in a weird funk lately, and I'm not really sure what it is that has got me in this funk. Been like low energy, just not feeling myself. I don't know. But I don't know, doing the podcast helps. So, yeah, I mean, here we are, you know? Let's just get into it. You know what I'm saying? What's up, my Rugrats? Man, so yeah, like I said, man, I've been in like this weird funk lately, and I don't really know what the cause of it is. But I do know that doing the podcast helps. So, I mean, yeah, here I am, you know, on another episode of This, That, and Those, and I mean, we got quite a bit to get into today. First things first, did you guys see the giant dick that the fucking, what was it, the Navy drew in the sky? Dude, that is funny. I don't care who you are or what kind of political stance you have. The military drawing a dick in the sky with their planes is funny, man. Don't pretend it's not funny, because it is, okay? It's fucking funny. So laugh, because life's too short to let that upset you. You know what I'm saying? I think it's hilarious, especially like picturing how the conversation went after. I had my buddy that was in the military. He told me, he's like, dude, I guarantee it was a dr somebody had a drunk bet and they lost, and that was the punishment. It was like, oh yeah, I bet you won't draw a big giant dick in the sky. It's kind of like how DraftKings was like offering $1 billion for if you put the perfect lineup in, which is not the perfect lineup, like not first place, like the all-time perfect lineup. If you pick that lineup, they'll give you $1 billion. It's like them saying basically, if you get every single player right, we'll give you $1 billion. You know, like there's no seriousness to it. And then it'd be funny if somebody hit that perfect lineup and DraftKings was like, fuck, man. Who came up with this idea? They're like, fuck you, dude, you're fired. It's like that. It's like they're like, I bet you can't eat 8 dozen oysters. And the other dude was like, yeah, right. If I eat 8 dozen oysters, you guys owe me $100 each. And then they were like, okay, well, if you don't eat the 8 dozen oysters tomorrow during training, you got to draw a big dick in the sky. And he's like, whatever, dude. And then he didn't eat the oysters, and they were like, dick time, brother. That's how I want this to be. I don't know if it's how it went down, but that's how I pictured it, and I hope you guys do the same, because it's fucking hilarious. So I saw this tweet, and it was about like millennials aren't having enough kids to keep the population at I forget what the fucking thing was, but like, so I don't know if that's a real concern, like millennials aren't having enough kids to keep the population at whatever it is. First off, there's too many people already, okay? Too many. Pay me more, have less people. But my whole thing with this is, we can't afford to have kids. I don't know if, I think I'm considered a millennial. I might not be. I might be like right above millennial. But okay, even if they're right under me in age, I'm saying, They can't fucking afford to have kids. And this is for real. I'm being, like, serious. Like, no, they want us to have kids, keep populating, do our thing, right? Okay, well, kids are getting out of college $80,000 plus in debt, right? So you have a $500 school payment, let's say, a month. And if you pay that $500, and then you say, you pay that for a year, and then you say, okay, how much do I owe now? Then the schools are like, the same amount. What? That doesn't make sense. So you're in debt for the rest of your life, basically. And then on top of that, you have insurance, you have rent. You have to eat sometimes, you know? We could barely afford life as it is. If you work a job that makes, let's say, $15 an hour, you're not doing good. You're doing okay. You're better off than some people, you know? But you're not well off. You're not doing good enough that you can go have kids. I don't know. I know people that are on food stamps that live better than I do, and I'm out here working 40 plus hours a week. You get what I mean? It's like, it's a weird system we have going. We just reward people for having, like, more kids, or claiming, whatever, their social security and shit, or whatever the fuck, I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird times we live in. The people that are on food stamps, they're probably not happy with how their shit is, but they're, like I said, they're living better than most people are, and it's, not most, but than a lot of people are that are actually working, and it's just, it's fucked up that that's how that is. My whole thing is, like, if I'm going to fail at something, I would rather fail at something that I enjoy versus failing at a job that means nothing to me, which can still happen. You know what I mean? There's plenty of people that get in this job that their parents tell them that they have to do, or take a job because they think it's the right move, but they hate it, and they still fail at it. And it's not their lack of effort, it's just that that didn't work out. So if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail on my terms, not, I'm not going to fail doing something that doesn't make me happy. Does that make sense? I don't know. Like, oh, dude, actually, I had this, like, Jesus dude come in. The end kind of pertains to what I'm saying. I had this, like, Jesus dude come into GNC, and I'll tell you the whole story. He comes in, he goes, it was on Sunday. He goes, hey, brother, you preaching the good Lord? And I'm like, oh, gosh, no. And he's like, you know you should, because you praise the good Lord, you go to heaven. You don't praise the good Lord, you know where you go? And I was like, where's that? He goes, you go to hell. And I'm thinking, like, and then he started saying some shit that was, like, making sense. He goes, you know, you praise Jesus, and all that stress in your life, it goes away. All that self pity goes away, because you're focusing on the Lord. He's like, being depressed, sad, stressed out, all that comes when you focus on yourself too much. You get overwhelmed. You need to praise Jesus. I'm like, I mean, I don't know about the Jesus part, but, like, the whole thing, like, I'm thinking this, it makes sense. And then he goes, you know, my wife, she was a Playboy model. And I'm thinking, damn, let me see that issue. but then he's like, and I was betting $10,000 a hand on blackjack. I was in debt, and I'm like, man, it sounds like you had it pretty good off. And he goes, now I'm drug free, debt free, and worry free because I found Jesus. He's like, and I'm a president of a Section 8 housing. And I laughed. I just chuckled. And he goes, what's so funny about that, brother? And I go, just straight up, I'm like, I don't know. I my girlfriend lives by a Section 8 housing area that they're living amazing. They have nicer house than I do. They are driving a better car than I am. And I just think it's messed up that they're living off of the government and my tax money. And I'm out here busting my ass, not making barely enough money to go off of. And he goes, that's because he said, they're probably better off because they're praising Jesus. And then it clicked. And my brain said, oh, I get it. You're crazy. That makes sense now, because being religious, that's all fine and well. You know, I believe in something. Don't know what. I don't not believe in God or whatever you want to believe in. That's fine. I don't not believe in that. I just don't know what I believe in. I believe there's something. I don't think it's just... I think there's some kind of bigger picture, but I don't know what it is that I believe in. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? I hope so. But, yeah, and I was just... It made sense at that moment that this guy, his head wasn't on right. That he thinks all you need to do is praise this thing that we've created in our heads, and then life's gonna be okay. And it's just, dude, it's not the case. I don't know, man. I guess this episode's kind of down because, like I said, I'm in a funk lately, and I just been thinking a lot. And you know, I guess every episode it can't be all fun, you know what I mean? But whatever, I try. I don't want to be like all down and shit, but whatever, right? We'll figure it out. Oh yeah, another thing I wanted to talk about. Trump's fucking tweets, man. This guy is unreal. He said, I don't know if I read this. Now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo Ball, is unaccepting of what I did for his son, and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. What? He basically said, I helped you out and you didn't thank me. Now, I take it back. I should have never helped you out because you didn't thank me. Like, dude, there's a bigger picture, man. Like, oh my goodness. And then, like, this is the day before Crooked Hillary. He still calls her Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary Clinton is the worst, in quotations, and biggest loser of all time. She just can't stop. Which is so good for the Republican Party. Hillary, get on with your life and give it another try in 3 years. Like, this is our president. What? Oh, it's so funny. Oh my goodness, Crooked Hillary Clinton. Dan came up with a great idea. I'm going to get the gist of some of Trump's tweets and then read just the gist, not the exact word for word, because it'll give it away. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask if it's, we're going to play a game called Trump or just, I don't know. I don't know the name yet, but it's going to be, the gist is it a Trump tweet or is it a civilian tweet? And the results will be shocking. You know what I'm saying? Shit. He's just so bizarre with some of the shit he says, dude. It's like, give it a rest, brother. And oh yeah, dude, and he doesn't stop. Today he said, Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands for the Mexican anthem and sits down to booze for our national anthem? Great disrespect. Next time, NFL should suspend him for remainder of the season. Attendance and ratings down anyway. Trump, man, give it a rest. No, I get why you're upset, but hey, give it a rest. It's just like, bro, what the fuck? Oh my goodness, Trump is so he's bizarre, is what he is. It's like, that's the president of the United States, and he's tweeting about LeVar Ball and Marshawn Lynch within a matter of 2 days. And then today, like, says North Korea is, like, what the fuck? I forget what the hell he said today. I should take notes on shit, but I don't. And, yeah, I don't know. Trump's a, he's a character, man. And he's our president. So, I don't know. Yeah, he's just something else, man. Oh, yeah. So, I saw this today. There's a comedian, and he is taking heat. Because he, this is so ridiculous that this is a topic that I need to talk about. I don't need to, but it's like, I don't know if you guys are on the same page as me, but he, like, if a little kid, okay, this isn't an adult that brain is fully developed, a child, like 10 years or under, says he's gay or that they are girls, and, like, adults, okay, adults have to accept that this little 8-year-old says he's gay, or this little girl says that she's a man and wants to have a surgery, that you have to accept that. Dude, kids still shit themselves and piss their beds. What if they grow up and say that that's not who they are? And that's not what their baby self said. So what if, okay, for example, what if a little boy, 5 years old, says he's a girl. And for some reason, the parents are buku rich. They say, yeah, you are a girl. And they get a surgery done on this little boy that says he's a girl. What happens if that kid grows up and says, I'm not a little girl, I was fucking 7 years old. Why would you do that? Oh my goodness. It's so bizarre. And like, I don't know. Just because I'm not going to accept that, like, a kid says he's a girl doesn't mean I'm full of hate. You know what I mean? And they're like, you know, you're not accepting. You're just a white male and you have privilege. I don't have any privilege. Shut the fuck up. People piss me off, man. This episode, I just realized, is super, like, not the usual. I don't know. I apologize. The next episode will be... Actually, Wednesday's episode, I will just say that Wednesday's episode is going to be jam-packed with jokes. But yeah, today, I don't know, man, I'm just like... you know? I didn't get any coffee today. I think that's what it is, man. The coffee, caffeine makes me happy. And I haven't had any caffeine. And I'm like, just, you can hear it in my voice. This isn't how I usually sound. You know what I mean? Okay, so it's funny now because it's past the fact, but what the fuck were me and Jenna doing? Oh, we were in Walmart, and then, like, for some reason, I made her mad. I mean, I'm a guy, okay? Ladies, if your guy says something wrong, just take a deep breath in and out. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay? Because we're men. We say dumb shit, okay? And so she was like, she was mad at me, and I was like, Jenna, you're acting crazy. Just said it like that. And guys, have you ever called your girl crazy? No, scratch that. Have you ever said she's acting crazy? She will hate you forever. And the reasoning will be like so fucking bizarre, but it doesn't matter. If you say the words you and crazy in the same sentence to your girl, oh, it's about to get a whole lot worse for you. That's how, like, her brain was probably like, it didn't take anything else from the sentence. It highlighted you and it highlighted crazy. And then her brain snapped and then thought, he said you and crazy. Put two and two together and was like, okay, hey, just letting you know, it's about to get a whole lot worse for you right now. Snap. And then it was like, oh my goodness, she wouldn't talk to me. She was being very, very mean to me. Okay, so I don't think I deserved it. So, Jenna, if you're listening, Dan, if you're listening, make sure, and anybody else, make sure you guys let JC know that I didn't deserve that because I said acting, not is. I didn't say, Jenna, you're crazy. I said, JC, you're acting crazy. Just like that. I didn't say, Jenna, you're fucking crazy. Okay? There's a big difference. Okay? If girls, look, girls, if you want to use this okay, period, okay, K, and K, period, and have all five of those different versions of okie dokie mean different things, then you motherfuckers need to hear what men say. And if we say, hey, you're acting crazy, or hey, you are crazy, those are two different things. And oh man, that I just made a great point. I know I did. I know I did. Oh, by the way, I got some t-shirts in the works. I think I'm gonna end this episode here pretty soon, but yeah, once I get the first shirt, I'm gonna send you motherfuckers pictures. I'm gonna post the pictures out, and if you want, it'll probably be like $20. So if you guys could support the podcast, that'd be great. 'Cause really, I think the shirts are actually gonna be like 15, but I'm gonna ask for 20 just so I could pay for like this website, so I don't have to pay for it out of my pocket, which would be cool, you know. I'm not making money off of you guys. I wouldn't do that because you guys are my rugrats, and we're a cult. We're a cult, and we look out for each other. So I put content out for you. And then it'd be really cool if you guys could help me just not pay for it, just help me pay for the website that the cult uses, you know? You know what I'm talking about, Rugrats? I don't know, man. I feel like I let you guys down on this episode, and I didn't mean to. I'm just in a funk, guys. Your cult leader is in a funk. Man, it's so ridiculous to say cult leader. Oh man, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go put up some Christmas decorations because fucking Christmas puts me in the best mood ever. So that's what I'm gonna go do. And for sure go rate the podcast. Rate, subscribe, and please just tell two friends about the podcast if you enjoy it. Also, I'm looking for guests like crazy. If you're in any sports, have any story you think is entertaining, or if you are any kind of like comedian or up and coming comedian, know anybody, for sure, let me know, get me in touch with them. And like I said, dude, just tell like two people. If you could tell two friends, if you want to tell more, awesome. But if you enjoy the podcast, just tell two people and be like, hey, check this out. You know, see if they like it. Because we're trying to grow this fucking thing. We're going to back up a Brinks truck. And then after we back up the Brinks truck, we're going to fucking take that shit straight to the woods, buy a big ass log cabin, and have the party of a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys. Yeah, man. I apologize for this episode, the tone of this one. It was a little bit down. I do feel better though when I talk to you guys, you know? I'm not talking to anybody. I just like hearing myself talk, and then I know you guys listen. And yeah, I mean, for sure, keep listening. Like I said, Wednesday's episode is gonna be, I think Wednesday's episode's gonna be pretty fun. So, until next time, y'all, peace.